everyone. It's April, and we're back today, Tony and I, to talk a little bit about our pets and have a little fun with, Veronica today. Everybody is good. For the first time this year, I have all healthy pets going on so far. It's been a rough year with animal stuff. I had Guinness with his herniated disc, and I had Biddy with her failing kidneys. But we're on the other side of it now, and with the medication and the food adjustments, I mean, everybody appears to be doing really well. So I am just ecstatically happy about that. Everybody knows how rough it is when your pets are sick and you're helpless. There's nothing you can do. You just have to wait and see if the medications work, blah, blah, blah. So I'm really happy that everybody's good and looking forward to the holidays now because everybody's good. All my kids are happy and doing well, except the tortoises are a little mad that it got cold. We set up their heating elements, but they have to adjust to going to the heating elements. So it's a little difficult time right now with that, trying to restructure their little pattern so that they know where the heating element is. But other than that, everything is great. Tony, how's our little Kai?
Well, we went to the vet yesterday, and Kai got his last puppy shot. And QQ has an upper respiratory infection.
Oh.
So now we're doing medication for 7 days.
But she was sneezing.
I never heard a cat sneeze. And she was sneezing right in Kai's face. And the vet said, Kai can't catch anything from this. Because I got it caught on video so the vet could see how much QQ was sneezing. So
How does a cat get an upper respiratory infection? That's amazing to me. I guess just like a human would, you breathe it in, breathe something in, a pathogen or something.
Well, I did ask her. I said, this is an indoor cat. How does this happen? She said, with cats, it can happen. You could have dust. You could have, anything. And all of a sudden, it has a respiratory infection.
Wow. Wow. Well, at least there's antibiotics that can fix it, pretty quick.
Right. Right. And QQ was so good. And I have pictures I just posted on Facebook of Kai and QQ at the vet. And Kai was protecting QQ.
Ah. Now you're going to have all this good puppy-kitty interaction that goes on. Because they really don't understand each other. They look at each other like they're an alien or something. It's very cute.
It's cute. It's very cute. So that's it. That's the update.
Yeah, it's kind of like a slow news day, It's just, there's no tragedies going on, no crises going on. Well, at least not with us.
Right.
And maybe other places, but not here. So I'm going to go get Veronica. And could you say hello to everybody?
All right. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. And we've got great questions, and I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com, and that's INNER, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Heather. I have heard many near-death experience stories, many of which the person who has died after they are greeted by their loved ones are told that it is not their time and they must return for one reason or another. But I have not heard who these entities are. Who gives these orders? Who are they?
Well, there's nobody giving orders. It's more like a friendly informational thing, because a lot of times somebody will cross out. Let's say you're in a car accident and something happens and you flatline a little bit and you go to the other side. You hear about this all the time. There's nobody sitting on the throne saying, go back, go back, go back. What they are telling you is that this was something that sort of slipped up a bit, and it wasn't your real intention, but you obviously took the turn without thinking it through and ended up here. And there's much more for you to do. It's not like they're sending you back to prison or sending you back into a reality where you can make choices and evolve and expand your consciousness. That's what they're doing. And if you're not finished with your agenda, and once you remember you didn't finish the agenda, you will be glad that they did tell you to go back. It's always nice, though, to see loved ones and participate that way. And at least that gets to go on. But there's nobody ordering anything. And it's a suggestion. They say, go back. But if you really put up a fight and say, no, I want to stay, you could. So it is all about choice. There's no dictation here, no dictatorship here. That's what we wanted to say.
Okay. Our next question is coming from Nancy. A few days ago, a weird sound with a strong vibration and developed my ears from both the inside and the outside. I believe it came from heaven, an alien source. Am I wrong?
Well, there's lots of reasons why you would feel a vibration. And especially if it's coming from the inner ear, you could hear it, but you could also feel it. There are frequencies that do bleed through from other dimensional spaces. And those who are extremely sensitive can also pick up on those frequencies and feel what you felt. Alien source, well, no, we don't think it would be that. No, not at all. But the other ones are, you know, you can pick up these things, but also there can be, and we have to say this for the scientific people out there, there can be an inner ear problem where you get the buzzing, and the buzzing is a little louder and a little more forceful than you thought it would be. And these things happen as well. But we do say there can also be the bleed-throughs that we mentioned.
Okay. Our next question is coming from Janet. How do you define awareness?
Well, you can walk through life with blinders on, or you can walk through life looking and being conscious of everything. It's noticing how your thoughts are creating the reality. It's noticing your feelings, your experiences, and your surroundings. That is what awareness is. And a lot of you come into the reality with sort of blinders on, where you're only looking at certain things and not expanding the viewpoint that you have. You keep a very narrow vision of what you're doing in the life. Awareness allows you to consciously expand that portal and participate with better options. Going through life with blinders on might be easier, but it's certainly not as productive for your expansion. And that's why you come to Earth. You come to be aware. And so defining awareness is that noticing your thoughts, your feelings, your experiences while being in the reality and taking that little portal that you look through and expanding the lens so that you see more, you know more, and you can participate in more. That is what awareness is.
All right. Next question is coming from Jerry. How do I handle it when someone attacks my belief system?
Well, that's always a little bit of a tricky thing because everyone has their own belief system and are entitled to it. Everyone's entitled to have a belief system. If someone is attacking your belief system, it usually means that they, you know, think they have a reason to, and they want to turn your tide towards what they think is proper. When someone attacks you in that way, it is best to handle it with grace. You smile and say, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but this works really well for me. And this is what I believe in, and I'm asking you to be wonderful in how you handle how I feel about my belief system. They cannot attack your belief system without causing some difficulties for you. So what you say is, I understand that you have a different one. I have mine, you have yours. I'm not going to argue about it because neither one of us are going to change our minds, especially if the belief system is deeply ingrained within you, especially your spiritual belief system. So practicing calmness when that happens, practicing grace, practicing with a smile on your face saying, well, it's my belief system and I'm keeping it. And thank you for taking a look at it, but it's mine and I'm keeping it. Don't argue. Don't stoop to a level of, you know, hollering back and forth at each other. That's not the way it should be. And surround yourself with like minds as best as you can, because then you won't have to put up with someone attacking your belief system. However, it does happen, and it's important to handle it with grace and clarity.
Well, thank you, darling. That was our last question. If you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. And again, I always remind you, if you want more information on any of the topics we spoke about today, just write in to innerwhispersradio.com, and we'll try to get your question on the air as soon as we can. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, here we are, another week on planet Earth. There are some very dark energies about. There are some dark happenings about. And it's a very scary time, we think, on the planet in general. We say, observe it all, but don't become part of it. Back up and look at the negativity going on, so that you can stay back from it as much as you can. There's a lot of oddness going on in the energy right now, and it appears very dark. This is a perfect time to start your own inner spiritual practice and calm yourself. Make yourself feel like it's going to be okay no matter what happens. Stay firm in your own beliefs. Embrace the God above. Embrace your spiritual practices and become more light yourself. And then when you have your light burning, make sure you shine it all over the place to help combat the negativity that's going on. It happens in a physical reality. The thick denseness of it sometimes becomes very negative. And those who are on the planet can suffer from being a part of it. So design a place where you can back up and feel safe. Find a place where you can nurture your own inner light and then begin to shine it outward. If everybody does that, it's going to help immensely. Don't be projecting any more negativity. Project peace, harmony, and calmness. That's what you should be projecting. And if everybody does it, it'll work. So give it some thought and see what you can do to help the world.
All right, that beautiful message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.